Each week until the election, we're taking a look at a different Senate race as part of our Senate Tracker series. Today, Ohio, where Democratic incumbent Sherrod Brown hopes to secure a third term against Republican U.S. Congressman Jim Renacci. Ohio is a state President Trump carried by 8 points in 2016, but it is always a toss-up. Joining us now from Cleveland is politics reporter Andrew Tobias at Cleveland.com. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's fun to be here.
And Senator Brown has been in Ohio politics since 1975 when he was elected to the state house, fresh out of his undergrad education at Yale. He is a progressive who wears a gold pin of a canary in a cage on his lapel to signify the plight of the American worker. Tell us more about Sherrod Brown.
Well, so despite kind of being graduating from Yale and being the son of a doctor, he's spent decades kind of building up this kind of normal everyman kind of image. He kind of has rumpled hair. His suits don't fit exactly right. I think he might even wear Velcro shoes. And he's got this kind of like gravelly voice that I'm told myself I would not try to do an impression of him when I came on this show. So, but he's really good at talking about the Indians. Like he's just, like I said, it's this whole vibe and he comes off as very genuine, authentic. But I guess the interesting thing about him is that he is very liberal. He is populist, so it kind of gives him actually more sort of political cover than you'd think in this kind of era where Donald Trump won in Ohio so decisively. And so he is running for re-election in a political climate that hypothetically should be a little rough for him given the long-term kind of trends playing out in Ohio. Obviously, he has the wind at his back with the Democratic energy and stuff like that out there. But it's a really interesting test of sort of just these years that he's spent building up who he is.
Well, let's listen to an ad from his campaign, because the point you're making here, it's actually an interesting balancing act that he's got going on here. He is actually in favor of some of President Trump's tariffs. Here he is.
Night and day, they work making the best steel in the world. And Ohio workers should have a senator who works hard for them. I'm Sherrod Brown. I've made protecting Ohio jobs my top priority. I'm proud I voted against NAFTA and against trade deals with Colombia and South Korea and opposed the Trans-Pacific Partnership that put our jobs at risk. Plenty of senators stand up for Wall Street, but I work for Ohio. That's why.
It's an interesting calculation there for a Democrat to make.
Yeah, actually, you know, sort of when we were looking at 2016, one of the things that struck me at the time was that Donald Trump's message on trade was actually pretty similar to Sherrod Brown's. And so trade isn't the defining issue in any election necessarily, but it's something that is really important to areas that traditionally were manufacturing centers and, as you know, have fallen off in recent years and led to a lot of economic hardship. And so Sherrod Brown actually has, while it is a tricky political situation, it also kind of almost contradictorily is sort of like a good ground for him.
His opponent, Jim Renacci, has aligned himself closely with President Trump. Here's his first TV ad.
Jim Renacci, conservative for Senate.
He's been behind me from day one, Jim Renacci.
Jim knows the Trump agenda works for Ohio. As a businessman, Renacci created 1,500 jobs, and he knows the president's tax cuts are creating more. Jim knows we need to secure our borders now. And Jim knows we need a Senate that works for us.
Jim, get in there and fight. Get in there and fight. We need you.
I'm Jim Renacci.
So he's tying himself very closely to President Trump there. Tell us more about Renacci.
So Jim Renacci is a self-made millionaire. He's one of the richest members of Congress. Before his career in politics, he dabbled in different businesses, including nursing homes. He actually owned an Arena League football team for a while. And he went from small town mayor to, in 2010, he was elected to Congress. And leading up to last year, he actually was running for governor. And when the Republican candidate dropped out in January, he sort of was the guy who stepped up and was recruited basically by President Trump's political team to get in the race. He stepped into kind of like a weird situation where obviously the other guy had been running for quite a while. And so he kind of was the late minute substitute, I guess. And so ever since then, he's really cloaked himself in President Trump. Renacci actually was interesting politically in that leading up to the 2016 Republican National Convention here in Cleveland, he was willing to really be a messenger out in front, speaking on behalf of the convention, saying things are going to go well. He was a supporter of the president's at a time where a lot of Ohio Republican apparatus was still with Ohio Governor John Kasich. And so I guess now he's looking to kind of cash in some of the IOUs that he got then.
We're hearing a lot about tax cuts, about tariffs. Is the economy the big issue in this race?
Yeah, it's Ohio's economy. The economic growth here has been lagging behind the rest of the country for a long time. It's been a long-term political trend. And so Renacci is hoping that by supporting the president's agenda, the president is still relatively popular here, although he won here by 8 points. And so Renacci has been basically everything the president's for, he's for it too.
Do social issues or foreign policy issues come up much?
I would say no. It might be a wedge issue, or one of the things that Renacci's people might want to use against Brown is say he might say that he's for the average person, the Ohio worker, but really his extremist left-wing liberal friends are for so-and-so. It's more of a, as opposed to directly talking about those issues, I think it's kind of indirectly addressing them by trying to characterize Brown's stance as being out of touch with sort of average Ohioans. But no, international issues, as you brought that up, you don't hear about that.
So just last week, everybody was watching Ohio because of this congressional race, a special election between Democrat Danny O'Connor and Republican Troy Balderson. It's kind of still a dead heat. Balderson is slightly ahead. The race has not been called yet. This is a district that President Trump carried by double digits in 2016. So as you look at that and look at the Senate race right now, what are voters telling you about, you know, what they think of these candidates?
I think that election result, you know, you see after that Republicans kind of spiking the football a little bit, saying that Democrats made all this noise and they ultimately lost. Look at the scoreboard. They lost. We win. That kind of stuff. But privately, I mean, I think Republicans will acknowledge that it looks like Balderson, the Republican in that race, is going to win, but it's going to be less than one percentage point. Given the kind of geography of that district, it's pretty troubling for Republicans that a Democrat would be able to compete so well. So I guess all of the evidence that we see points to some wind at the Democrats' back, just kind of relative to what sort of the average political environment would be in Ohio. So yeah, it's a positive sign for Democrats for sure.
Where is the money coming from for the candidates in the Senate race? And you mentioned that Renacci is wealthy. There are questions about how much of his own fortune he's going to pour into his campaign.
So Brown has tapped into a lot of just the national Democratic fundraising apparatus. There's an organization called Act Blue that helps kind of corral small donations and send them across the country. And then otherwise, he has some senior positions on committee assignments and things like that. So it's just kind of a mix of traditional political donors that might contribute to campaigns and, like I said, sort of the small donor apparatus from across the country. And for Renacci, he has actually struggled to raise money relative to sort of what you might expect for a big-time Senate race like this. He has put a few million dollars of his own money into his campaign, which is a pretty substantial portion of what he's raised, and otherwise tapping into traditional Ohio Republican donors as well. And so there is kind of a pretty big fundraising disparity between what Brown and Renacci have raised so far, and that probably, again, pointing back to sort of some of the advantages that seem to be pointing in Brown's direction, that's another one.
What polls are you watching and what are they saying so far?
So the polling that has come out, Quinnipiac University, which is kind of one of the gold standards when it comes to state-level polling, and I think it was Monmouth University, and in June they put out a couple of polls that complemented each other and basically showed the race being around a 10-point lead for Brown. Hmm. There hasn't been anything that's come out more recently than that, but one of the things that we do look for is that there is a national Republican fundraising apparatus that is spending millions of dollars in some of these hotly contested Senate races across the country. There's obviously the equivalent of that on Democratic side. And we've seen just a total lack of outside spending in this race. I mean, in 2012, Brown's last time he ran for re-election, there's something like $40 million in outside money that was spent. The last I checked, it was somewhere around $500,000 and hasn't shown any signs of picking up. So you just kind of look at that between the polling and the lack of outside spending. You can read the tea leaves and say that sort of the smart political money doesn't see this one as being particularly close right now.
Do you expect President Trump to come back and campaign again for Renacci?
I do. It's arguably, there are better targets for him to sort of spend his time in when it comes to some of these other Senate races that are up for grabs. But Ohio is very important to him. The president actually had one of his first real estate projects of his career in Cincinnati. Obviously, in 2016, he had a big win here. He spent a lot of time then. And I think that they do see sort of the political value in a state like Ohio being in their control and having a guy like Renacci in office. So, yeah, I mean, no matter what the situation looks like, I would expect the president to spend some time here between now and November.
That's Andrew Tobias, political reporter at Cleveland.com, talking with us about the Senate race in Ohio as part of our Senate Tracker series. Andrew, thank you.
Thanks for having me.